The agony seemed to last forever. Luke could feel his own flesh charring beneath the palm pressed to his chest. He was paralyzed by the lightning, unable to fight free or attack with a headbutt or even flick his lightsaber blade and finish Coralie. He simply hung, paralyzed, one hand clutching her arm, the other pressing the hilt to her chest, wondering how long it would take her to die. A lot longer than Luke, apparently. Her free arm rose between them, pushing off to create some space. Then she twisted away, hurling him into the duct wall and sliding off his lightsaber sideways. The act opened a gaping chasm in her torso. The wound did not even slow her down. Leaving Luke to drop unharassed, she raced down the duct after Corrin, who had taken out three of the shield generator's defenders and was using a flashing onslaught of lightsaber attacks to drive the fourth Sith back toward the exhaust port. By the time Luke hit the floor, she was halfway to the next stackhead, her shoulders pivoting awkwardly atop a wound that should have left her lying in a lifeless heap 10 steps earlier. Luke had no time to contemplate the source of her toughness. He could already hear boots pounding on the duct floor as her last two followers rushed to catch up. Still trembling with the after effects of her force lightning, he spun himself around to look the way she had come and saw the pair approaching the nearest stackhead. Because of the duct's low height, their heads and shoulders were hunched over, so they looked more like a pair of baby rancors than Sith. They must have believed Luke was still incapacitated, because they did not even cover each other as they leapt. Such arrogance. He waited until they were over the center of the pit, then waved a hand at the one on the left, using the force to shove him into the one on the right. Both Sith slammed into the wall of the duct and dropped like stones, their arms flying forward as they tried to snag the edge. Luke flicked his hand in their direction, hitting them with a force shove that rocked both men backward. They cried out in surprise, or perhaps it was anger, and vanished down the stack. Relieved that at least some Sith died the way they were supposed to, Luke summoned his discarded blaster and turned back toward Jaina, and began to understand why Coralie was so hard to kill. From the back, the Sith Sheevork appeared to be floating more than running. And the gruesome wound that Luke had opened did not seem to be bleeding, so much as venting a dark, greasy fume that rose into the air and spread along the ceiling of the duct. Coralie was no more a normal Kashyyyk female than was Luke. She was some other kind of creature. And she was halfway to Jaina, who was kneeling in the middle of the duct, slumped over and so motionless that Luke thought she might be dead.